2005 had 126 less abortions performed than in 2004. The abortion rate, which counts the number of abortions per 1,000 women of childbearing age, dropped as well. Groups on both sides of the abortion debate laud the numbers as proof that their own advocacy positions are working. Wisconsin Right to Life Executive Director Barbara Lyons says the lower numbers are attributable to attitudes and values embraced by today's younger generations.
They're very pro-life. They have solid pro-life values. They are less risky in their behavior, so they're thinking before they engage in sexual activity, and that's, of course, a very healthy outcome for them. Not only are they not becoming pregnant, but they're not getting themselves into, very difficult situations for young people their age.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin credits the downward trend more directly. Vice President of Public Affairs Lisa Boyce.
We all embrace the goal of reducing unintended pregnancies and the incidence of abortion. And the statistics that we are seeing in the state of Wisconsin is strictly a reflection of our ability to continue and enhance access to birth control and responsible sex education.
For all the vitriol that often characterizes the abortion debate, there is some consensus between the two camps. Lyons acknowledges the effects of reproductive health care, which typically includes access to birth control and sex education.
And I think that falls into the category of less risky behavior. Young people are just savvy about what has happened in previous generations. They do not want that to happen to them. They're doing a better job of keeping their behavior in a situation where it's healthier for them and has healthier outcomes.
Both sides say they'll continue to help keep the numbers of abortions and corresponding rates falling. Dane Melby, Wisconsin Public Radio.